probably answered the first question a bit in what I said. How does Jesus model? How does Jesus model this particular beatitude for us? Did anyone have anything in particular they wanted to contribute over that one? Hands up. Well, there we go. Ooh, Rob. Thanks, Rob. Thank you for summarizing what I tried to say earlier. Yeah, Rosemary. Thank you. Jesus always in community with the Father and the Spirit. That interdependence that the Trinity shows us. Yes, that's such a challenge for us, isn't it? What about the next question? What does this beatitude tell us about being human? Any thoughts that come out from you? Heather. We're weak and fallible. Yeah, and we don't like to admit it, but we are. It's so countercultural, isn't it? The world does not want to hear that. And Jesus repeatedly says in the rest of the Sermon on the Mount, this is how you should be, this is how you should behave, not like others. And he draws a contrast. Don't be like them. As we're out in the world, that's quite a challenge. Yes. I love the idea that when human beings look at Jesus, they see God. When God looks at Jesus, he sees what human beings should be like. Yes, look at him all the time. And then the last one. How does this beatitude impact the church? Any thoughts? Oh, I'll just... Thank you.
Now, we often look to the future, but I think that's probably an impact on the church, that's what it is.
Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is now. It's also not yet, as we know, ultimately. But the kingdom of heaven is here, and how much does this particular beatitude, if we want to live like this, we need to be aware of our dependence on God, that the outside world should see that we're dependent. We're not holier than thou. We're dependent on God, and the kingdom of heaven is here, and it should look wonderful. Thanks very much. I'll hand back to James now.
Thank you, Debbie. Please do try and hold those questions in your heart. As I said to you at the outset when I gave an overview on the Beatitude series, we will